Today's daf is Nida Lama Gimel. We're going to start at Lama Bet Lama Bet at the very bottom. El Yonosh Shel Zav Minelan. Okay, two lines from the bottom. Just to remind you, we had the Mishnah Beno Kutir Nidot Me'ari Satan, which we dealt with for a while. Why are they considered Nidot Me'ari Satan? And then we had a Kutir Mitam'im Mishkav Tachton Ke'El Yon, because they're considered like Bo'alei Nidot. And then the Gemara said, okay, when we got to that, what does it mean Mishkav Tachton Ke'El Yon? It means that the way the Zav is, the Tachton of the Bo'el Nida is like the Elyon of a Zav. Meaning a Zav, if you remember, is Metame Mishkav U'Moshav, and they become, if it's, he sits on something, it becomes an Avatuma. But when it comes to something he carries, that's only going to be a Rishon. So the Bo'el Nida, his Mishkav and Moshav, is like the Elyon of the Zav. Okay? So now we want to know El Yonosh Shel Zav Minelan. We're going to have a bunch of drashot to learn out all these halachot. So how do we know about the El Yon Shel Zav? Dichtiv, v'chol ha-nogea v'chol asher yeh tachtav yitma. Okay, so let's look, before we even start today, let's look at the psukim in Vayikra Tevav. It'll help to see all the psukim. So starting from the beginning. Vayidaber Hashem Moshe v'Aharon l'emor, Dabru b'nei Yisrael v'amarta lehem ish ish ki yeh zav mipsaro zovo tameh. Okay, if a man has a discharge of a zav, he'll be tameh. And v'zot yeh tumato b'zavo, rar b'saro etzavo, ochtim b'saro mitzavo, tumato hi. Okay, this is how it'll be. We're not going to go into the details here. Then it starts to list a whole bunch of tumot. Kol ha-mishkav asher yishkav alav azav yitma. V'kol ha-kli asher yeshev alav yitma. If he lies on something, if he sits on something. V'ish asher yigav b'mishkavo. And then anyone who touches it, yichabes b'gadav v'rachatz b'mayim etameh ad ha-erev. We're going to learn today about kibus b'gadim. That means while the person's sitting on it, any clothes he wears automatically become, even though normally what happens, you're metame adam, and then the adam becomes a rishon, and he can't be metame kelim, but any clothes that are on him, okay, remember, whatever, so the zav sat on something. Even though the zav is an avatuma, and you would think that the mishkav would go down a level, it doesn't go down a level, it's also an avatuma, which means it can be metame adam and kelim, people and items, or vessels. So now, if somebody then, the kli, comes in contact with it, with a person, right, isha shir yigab b'mishkavo, he's not touching the zav, the avatuma, he's touching the item that's also now an avatuma. Not only does he become tamei, but anything he's wearing becomes tamei. Okay, then it says, rachatz b'mayim tamei ad ha-erev. He has to go to the mikveh, and he's tamei that day. Yoshev ala kli asher yoshev alav azav. Same thing if he sits on a kli. Chabes b'gadav rachatz b'mayim v'tamei ad ha-arev. You can see this mantra. Rachatz b'mayim, right? Chabes b'gadav rachatz b'mayim v'tamei ad ha-arev. Vanogea b'basar azav. Anyone who touches the zav himself, because he's an avatuma, so anyone who touches him, same thing. Chabes b'gadav rachatz b'mayim v'tamei ad ha-arev. V'chi yarok hazav b'tohor. Remember we talked about the saliva of the zav. V'chi b'etz b'gadav rachatz b'mayim v'tamei ad ha-arev. And anything he rides on will become tameh. Now comes our pasuk. And anyone who touches anything that is below, we're going to have to see what that means, because it sounds like mishkav, but didn't we already say mishkav? And anyone who carries those items, okay, we're not sure what that noseotam either is, what that would be. So notice something different in this pasuk about all the other pasukim is also that in the middle of the pasuk it says yitmada arev. Notice it doesn't say yichabes begadav. It just says yitmada arev. And then it splits these two things, and it's really, if they're the same, it just sort of said, so they're going to darshan all of that. So, Elyono Shel Zav Minalam, where do we learn about the Elyon, what the Zav carries? So, interestingly, they're going to learn the Elyon from the word Tachtav, okay? Elyon means above, and here it said, underneath him, which sounded like Mishkav, we're going to see is actually Elyon. So dichtiv, b'chol ha-nogea b'chol asher yeh tachtav yitma. My tachtav, what does tachtav mean? Ilem a tachtav dezov, something under the zov, the zav, mi v'ish asher yigav b'mishkavo nafka. That we already learned from the mishkav pasuk. Ela ha-nogea b'chol asher yeh hazav tachtav. My new elyon shel zav. What do they say it means? It's anyone who touches anything that the zav was underneath it, which means that item was elyon, and the zav was underneath it because he was carrying it. Okay, so that's how they learn that even though it says Asher Yetach Tav and it sounds like it's under the Zav, they actually darshan to mean the opposite. The Zav is underneath it. Nitkoha Katuv. Now they're going to point out the fact that in the middle of that pasuk, I'm ignoring the stuff that's in parentheses, should be removed. But again, some people think nitko katuv. But then the pasuk splits in the middle there to separate it. Why? Mituma chamura v'hevi oli de tuma kala. Now we're going to say, that's what teaches us that the elyon of zav is more kal than the tachton shel zav. Right. So what meaning? Whatever he's carrying doesn't have the same kind of tumah as something he sits on. And that's what the fact that it has in the middle of that pasuk, Yitmada Erev, is to separate it from all the others. That's why I read the pasukim, because you could see it's not just that, it's that the whole, everything it says in the other pasukim doesn't really appear there. It's a little bit different. Lomar lecha she'ein metameh ela ochlinu mashkin. So that comes to teach you the Elyon of Zav is only metameh ochel mashke, and it's not like what he sits on, which is metameh also people and kelim. Amar, so now they say, why don't you say nitkoa katu mituma chamura delo metameh adam letameh begadim aval adam o begadim letameh. Why don't you say that there's actually, even though we usually say two levels, is it metame adam and kelim versus is it metame just ochel and mashke, right? That's the difference between an avatuma is metame adam and kelim and a rishon letuma is metame ochel and mashke. Also, an av can be metame food and drink also, but mainly we're talking about the differences. But we also just talked about this kibus begadim, that is also a level of tumah that is metame a person and anything that person's wearing. So maybe the difference between the elyon of zav and the tachton of zav is that the tachton is metame anyone who sits on it or comes in contact with that cloth he was sitting on or whatever it is, and his clothes become tame, versus the elyon, which maybe can be metame a person or bigadim, but not the bigadim that are on the person when it happens. Okay, this tumah begadim, by the way, is only at the moment he's in contact with the tumah. If he puts on clothes 2 minutes later and he's not touching the tameh item, his clothes don't become tameh. Because why? Because he's only a rishon, and a rishon can't be metameh kelim. So you see this chumrah about the begadim, maybe that's the issue, but really it still could be metameh adam. So what did they say? Amar kra yitma tumah kala mashma. Because it just simply says yitma ada erev, they say that just means simple tumah and not tumah of Adam and Kelim. Okay, so that was all to explain. Okay, so far we did Elyon Shel Zav. Okay, Elyon Shel Zav is metame only ochel and mashke. And that we learned from that pasuk that really said tav, which really meant underneath the Zav. That the Zav is underneath it. Now we want to know, Tachtonosho Bo'al Nida Binala. What do we say? The Bo'al Nida, the Tachton of a Bo'al Nida, is this one. Okay, what's that? Someone who sleeps with a woman who's in Nida. It says, V'tihi Nida Ta'alav, right? Her Nida goes upon him. But not exactly like her. We're going to see that his Mishkav and Moshav, yes, there's a din of Mishkav and Moshav, which is not typical to all types of people who are Tamei. He has the laws of a Nida that he is Matami, things he sits on. Okay, but it's only metame in the status of the Elyon Shel Zav, Ochel Mashke, and not Adam and Kelim. Okay, so it's a bit different than her. It's like her, but it's not exactly like her. Because her Tumat Moshav makes the whatever she sits on in Ava Tumah to be metame Adam and Kelim. If the Bo'al Nida sits on something, that item is only metame Ochel and Mashke. So tachtono shabo—that was where we started, right? That the tachton of a bo'al nida is like the elyon of the zav. Okay, so now tachtono shabo'al nida minalan. So where do we get this from? Ditanya. So now we're going to have a few kind of questions answers. Vatihi nidata alav. That's the pasuk. It says right, her nida goes upon him. This is also from Vayikra Tevav. Okay, in pasuk kaf dalid. If you have the Tanakh open, you can look. Beim shachov yishkav ishota, when she's in nida. Vatihi nidata alav, okay? He gets her nida on him. Basically, she transfers nida.
Extends.
What?
Extends more than transfers.
Okay, right. That's true. Extends. Vitame shivat yamim. He becomes tameh for 7 days, really like the nida. V'chol ha-mishkav asher yishkav alav yitman. That's how we get that he has tumah mishkav. So now, vatihi nidata alav. So they darshan that. Yachol ya'aleh li-ragla. So now, what does this mean? If she's Nida, let's say she's in her fifth day of Nida, and he has sexual relations with her. So now, what would you think? Maybe he's just like her, which means he's got two more days left. Okay? Talmud Lomar, Yitma Shivat Yamim. That's why it tells you, no. He becomes Tameh Shivat Yamim the way she was from the beginning. So then what does it mean? Her nida goes upon him. Sheyachol, you might have thought, lo yitma adam ukli cheres. You might have thought he's not metame adam or kli cheres. What we mean here by kli cheres is what we call tumat hesed. Tumat hesed is if I move something and that moves something else. Okay? You might have thought maybe he doesn't have the high level tuma like she has where he's an avatuma. You might have thought we can't be metame adam or this tumat hesed. Talmud Lomar, or you could just say klicheres in general, right? And it's general kelim, and only ochel and mashke. Talmud Lomar, vatihini dato alav. Mahi metame adam u klicheres, apu metame adam u klicheres. So what do you see? No, he really is like her. Tini dato alav comes to say, not that he gets the same days she had. No. He doesn't kind of pick up where she's at, but he's like her in the sense that he becomes an avatuma. Well then, ima hu ose mishkav u'moshav l'tamei adam l'tamei begadim. Ma hi osa mishkav u'moshav l'tamei adam l'tamei begadim. So if he's really like her, then let's say he's like her all the way. In which case he's going to be like her all the way. Well, her mishkav u'moshav is metamei adam and the clothes upon him. Af hu ose mishkav u'moshav l'tamei adam l'tamei begadim, which we know is not the case. Comes the brayta to say Talmud Lomar v'chol mishkav asher yishkav alav yitma. Now, why do we learn it from here? It sounds like he is Metame Moshav, or Mishkav. She'ein Talmud Lomar. There's really no point to say that. Once you say Vatini Deto Alav, notice it only specifies Mishkav. It doesn't say anything else. And the question is, why do you even need this pasuk? You don't need to say this because we already know he's like the Nida, and the Nida is Metame Mishkav, so he should also be. So Talmud Lomar, She'ein Talmud Lomar, and therefore, V'chol Mishkav Alav, so therefore, right, what is that pasuk coming to teach you? Umatamud lomar v'chol mishkav asher v'gomer nitko hakatuv mituma chamura v'vi'at lidei tuma kala lomar lecha she'em mitamei ala ochlinu mashkin. It specifically says the mishkav asher yishkav alav yitma to tell you yitma in a different way than her. That's why it specifies it, because otherwise you really didn't need to specify. Okay, so that's where we're at right now. Now we're going to have some questions on this bright. Parak Rav Achai. Ema nitkoa katuv mituma chamura veheviat lituma kala delo litame adam litame begadim aval adam ubegadim litame. Why don't we say that if it's already designating it, separating it, maybe it's trying to separate it, not, right, nitkoa katuv from tuma chamura to tuma kala, in which way? We wanted to say, now remember, there's really three levels. Even though we say there's two, there's really three. One is litameh adam, litameh begadim, right? That the begadim that are on that person will become tameh. Then we have litameh adam, o kelim, but not the begadim that are on them. And then we have ochel umashke only. Okay? So now, what we did is we said it doesn't have the tumah chamura, litameh adam, litameh begadim. It does have the tumah chamura, the tumah kala of ochel umashkim only. But why didn't we just drop it down one level and say maybe the mishkav is only mitame? So again, he sits on a cloth. That cloth touches a person. Maybe it would be mitame the person, because maybe it just won't be mitame the clothes that the person's wearing, but it should be mitame the person. So why don't we say that? Aval adam ubegadim litame individually, right? Either adam or begadim. Amaravasi, yitma, the word yitma sounds like tumakala mashma. Okay, he says, no. That really indicates tumakala. We're going all the way down to the least. Ema, okay, so now they're going to ask some other questions. Ema v'tihini data alav, klal, v'kala mishkav prat. Okay, really there were two main things discussed in the Braita. One was, v'tihini data, we learned to say it's metame adam en kli cheres, like anida. Right, and then we said, and it's his mishkav and moshav is only ochel umashke. So right now we're focusing on the beginning part. So when it says batini dato alav, what did we say? Meaning he is, when he sleeps with this woman who's a nida, so he becomes an avatuma. Right, he could be mitame people and kelim. We're not talking about mishkav now. We're putting that aside. But why don't you read the pasuk like this? Okay, remember the whole pasuk? You can read it again. It's pasuk, it's perek tefav, pasuk. Pasuk te kaf vav. No, is that it? No, sorry. That's the pasuk. Kaf dalet. Okay. Ve'im shachov yishkav ota, vatihini dato alav. That's what we're going to start one with. Ve'tameh shivat yamim, v'chol mishkav asher yishkav alav yitma. Okay, so now we're going to start with the words v'tihini dato alav, and skip the words v'tameh shivat yamim, and then go to the words v'chol mishkav asher yishkav alav. So they're going to say this is a classic klalu prat. Okay, why? So they say here, that's a general rule, right? Her nida goes upon him. Her nida, it sounds like, for all intents and purposes. V'chol ha-mishkav, prat. But then all of a sudden it specifies only mishkav and not any other types of tumah, like maga, masa, right? Anything else. So when we have a klalu prat, aim bechlal elamasha beprat, what we learn is whatever's only what is in the prat becomes part of this klal, which would sound like Mishkav Moshav in Midi Achrina Lo. It sounds like he's only Mitame Tuma Mishkav Moshav and not any other type of Tuma. And the assumption of the Braita was he clearly is Mitame just like the Nida. So Amar right, Maga Masa, etc. So Amar Abaye, Yitma Shivat Yamim. Notice the middle of that. Vitame Shivat Yamim. It should be Vitame, not Yitma. Vitame Shivat Yamim Mafsika Inyan. You can only have a klal prat when they're next to each other in the pasuk. But here we have three words that kind of break it up. Have a klal prat ha-meruchakim zemizeh, that are distanced from each other. V'kol klal prat ha-meruchakim zemizeh ein danim oto v'klal prat. Okay, so Abaye's answer is, we don't do a klal prat when there's some words in the middle. So that's why. Rav Amar, he has a different answer. La'olam danim, really we can. V'chol ribuyehu. The word v'chol mishkav, kol comes to include extra. Okay, the word v'chol is in every, right? So every mitzvah, not only every mishkav, but everything. And therefore, we can learn it anyway. Okay, another question on the Braita. And this is sort of on both the first and the second part of the Braita. Matkifla Rabbi Yaakov. Ema kihi. Why don't we say that this, if we say Vatihini Dato Alav, and this is where it connects to the first part of the Braita, but now we're going to immediately jump to the second part, which was, what was the second part? That when it comes to Mishkav U'Moshav, yes, he's Matame Mishkav U'Moshav, like the Nida is, but not exactly like the Nida is, because the Nida is Matame Mishkav U'Moshav, L'Tame Adam L'Tame B'Gadim, and he's only Matame Mishkav U'Moshav, and Ochel U'Mashke. So why don't we say, if we say Vatihini Dato Alav, Nidata Alav, that he's just like the Nida, Ema kehi. Why don't we say he's exactly like the Nida in which way? Not exactly. I shouldn't say the word exactly. He's like the Nida in the following way. Mahi lo chilakta ben maga'a l'mishkava l'tamei adam l'tamei begadim l'chumra. When it comes to the Nida, when Mishkav and Moshav and Maga and Masa, when it comes to her, they're all the same in the sense that all of those things that the Nida comes in contact with will all be letame adam letame begadim. If she touches a person, he's metame his begadim. If she sits on something and that item touches someone, letame adam letame begadim. There's no distinction. So why don't we say the same thing with him? Afu lo tachlopo be maga'o lemishkavo letame adam letame begadim lekula. What does that mean? Now, what did we say about him? He's like the Nida in the sense that if he touches someone, he is metame adam. Okay. But when it comes to his mishkav, he's not metameh adam or kelim. So why don't we say he's this? In other words, we're going to say he's like the nida, but more mekel. Let's put a more mekel in all the categories: maga, masa, mishkav. All of those should be the same, just like they're the same in nida, the same in a different direction, right? She, with her, we're machmir and everything, and with him, we should be mekel and everything. So Amarava, so where does he get it from the Pasuk? What did it say? Vatihi nidata alav. What is alav? Lahati no mashma. Alav sounds like we put more things on him. Okay? So, meaning he gets more. So there is some way he's more tame and there's some ways he's less tame. Okay, back to our Mishnah. So again, that was all to say that the Boel Nida is kind of this in-between, and we now darshened out how we get that his Mishkav is only Mitame like the Elyon of Zav. So first we started with, where do we learn the Elyon Shel Zav is only Mitame? Ochel Amashke, and then how do we know that this is the case also for the Baal Nida? So now we had in the Mishnah, what did we say? Go back to the Mishnah for a minute. It said, the Kutim or Matame Mishkav Tachton Ke'elyon Mipnei Shehem Boalei Nidot, because we assume that they sleep with their wives when they're in Nida. Atu Kula Boalei Nidot Ninhu? Are all Kutim assumed that they sleep with Nidas? First of all, there's all these unmarried people that we're assuming aren't having sexual relations with anybody at all. So, Amar Rabbi Yitzchak Magdala, Benisu Ochanu. We're talking about people that are married, okay? Only the married ones, we assume, are sleeping with their wives while they're in Nida. Remember why they're sleeping with their wives when they're in Nida? Because the assumption is they count differently. They count Dam Yahok, and then their Nida days end up totally off because they count down. There really isn't, we don't think it's Tameh. They don't have the same Asarot as us. And therefore, they end up, their count becomes off. We're going to see there's another difference with the way they count also, which is that we'll get to it, that on their Sheven Nekiim, we have to have Sheva Nekiim entirely, and only after that can we start. I'm sorry. We need, sorry. We can't count the last day that Azava, let's assume she stops bleeding on day number 3. And part of the day she's clean. We can't count that as the first day of her Sheva Nekiim. Okay? Even though, you say that's obvious, right? It's obvious because that's what we do, but it's not so obvious because we have a principle, Mitzat Hayom Kikulo. Part of the day can count as the whole day. That's why we sit Shiva. Right? We don't sit Shiva 7 full days. A little bit in the first day, that counts as the whole day. And a little bit at the end, that counts as the last day. So they hold Mitzat Hayom Kikulo, and they start counting the Sheva Nekiim from the last day of the Zava bleeding. So that's also another difference. So now they say, V'hein Yoshvot Al Dam, right? We said Al Kol Dam V'dam. So Tanya. I'm a Rabbi Meir. We're now going to quote a brayta about this. Rabbi Meir says, "Im hem yoshvot al kol dam v'dam, if they sit and count nida from every single time they start bleeding, takana gdola ilahem. They're actually even better than we are because they're super machmir. That let's say he assumes what it means is, let's say they saw green, well, again, I call it dam yarok, it's not really green, let's say yellow blood and the yellow discharge, right? Yellow discharge, they start counting their Nida days, and then they start seeing red discharge, oh, they'll start their Nida again from there. Well, if they do that, they're even, you know, they're super machmir, and it should be, they're fine. Ella, so they say, no, it's what we explained before, she'ro'ot dam adom u'mashlimot oto ledam yarok. In other words, they see dam adom, and they assume that that finishes up their days of the count of the dam yarok. Davar acher, another interpretation, Yom Sheposekepo Sofar Tolda Minyan Shiva. That's what I said before. Another difference is not about the Dam Yarok and the Dam Adom. It's that they start counting already their 7 clean days from the day that she stopped seeing blood. That counts as the first day of Sheva Nekiim. Matkepla, so that's the problem with these women. Matk, so in our, right, they don't think they're Boalei Nidot, but in our world, they're Boalei Nidot. Matkepla Rami Barhama. V'tisperenu, what's the problem with counting that last day? Based on Mitzad Yom Kikulo, we should also be counting that last day as the first day of Sheva Nekiim. So Amarava, Imken, Shichvat Zera Desatar Beziva Hechi Mishkachala. Okay, if you remember, we learned that if a man sees Shichvat Zera when he's a Zav, right? So he's counting, a man who's a Zav also needs 7 clean days. If he starts to see Shichvat Zera during those days, what happens? He needs to, right, that day can't count. Okay, he doesn't actually go back to the beginning of his count. But let's say it was day number 3, so day number 3 doesn't count. The next day becomes day number 3. Okay, we learned that out from the Pasuk. Talked about Zav and Haroesh Shechvat Zera, Letam Abba. We learned it on Daf Kaf Bet, I think it was. Anyway, it says here, so how could there be a case of a Shechvat Zera Desatar Beziva Hechi Mishkachala? If we hold Mitzad Yom Kikulo, and she can already count that as Sheva Nekiim, so presumably, let's say Azav sees Shechvat Zera one day of a Sheva Nekiim, let's say day number 3 in the morning, well, he's got the rest of the day, he's got Mitzad Yom, even if it's an hour before Shkia, he still has that hour where he doesn't have that discharge, in which case, it shouldn't mess up his day, we could say Mitzad Yom Kikulo, which means that there would never, ever be a case of this, which means, how could, we already know this case of this, the Torah seems to specify, so how could, we couldn't possibly have a case, V'ha Mitzad Yom Kikulo, Idechazai V'palga Yom, so now they say, if he sees midday hachinami, you're actually right. It wouldn't mess up his day. When the Torah talked about it, what are they talking about? Okay? So now it means If he's to see, we're now limiting that pasuk. If he's to see shechvat zera, when? If he's to see, I'll read you the pasuk, by the way. It's Vayikra Tev Vav Lamid Bet. You can look inside. Zot Torat Hazav V'asher Tetzei Mimenu Shechvat Zera Letam Abba. Okay, right? This is the rules for the Zav and the one who Shechvat Zera comes out of him to become Tameim. What do we learn from that? If you remember, we had this whole drasha that Shechvat Zera that will cancel out your day, but, right, Letam Abba, we said, right, what was the drasha of Letam Abba? That it's only, right, there was a whole debate there about whether maybe it messes up all your 7 days, and then we said, no, it can only be Tameh, right? Keri only messes you up 1 day in general, so it can't mess up all your Sheva Nekiyim. So anyway, and then we said, what's the reason? Do you remember why? Because they said there's no way that it didn't come out with a little bit of Zav in it. That was the answer that they gave in the end. Okay? So now, they say that whole limud is only in a case where you saw it right before Shkia, where you didn't end up having then Miktsarayom Kikulo. Again, you maybe had the beginning of the day, but that doesn't count. You need Miktsarayom at the end of the day, okay? To kind of say, oh no, I'm not really, I don't have it anymore. So now they say, V'leko v'lemalekra ki k'tiva samuch l'shkia l'chama k'tiva? You want to say that pasuk was such a narrow, it was talking about only when he has the discharge right by Shkia l'chama? They say, in fact, yes. Al korcha shavke lekra diika dachuk umoke anafshe. They're basically saying that yeah, we have to. In other words, we have to leave this pasuk, even though it's a difficult reading. But it doesn't make any sense according to our miktzadayom kikulo, and therefore we're back to our original question, which we don't have an answer to Rami Barhama's question, which is why don't we count the day number 3, let's say, of Zava Gedola, or the last day she stops bleeding, why doesn't that count as the first of our Sheva Nekiyim? So basically, they say that, in fact, yes, that pasuk could possibly be only referring to, because of Miktsarayom Kikulo, that pasuk doesn't make sense, and therefore it only must be that he had the discharge right before Shkiyat HaChama, even though that's a hard interpretation to say. The pasuk was talking about such a narrow case. It, in fact, could be. Rami Barhama's question is still there, and we don't have an answer. Okay, by Rami Barhama, another question of Rami Barhama. Brachama. Poletet shechvat zera, mau shetistor b'ziva. When we have a woman who has shechvat zera come out of her body, right? Shechvat zera, semen could be live for 72 hours, so if it comes out of her body while it's still live, could it knock out her ziva days? Now, there's a bit of a problem here, because if semen is live for 72 hours, let's say, and zava gedola is 3 days, and she's not allowed to be with her husband when she's zava gedola, so how did this actually happen? So people say maybe the case is that she slept with her husband anyway when she was a Zava. Okay? And then maybe that's the case. Anyway, a bit of a question, but let's talk about it in a theoretical plane. Would that knock out her Ziva days? Do we view this? Okay, we're now going to have two options of how to view Shechvat Zera. Is it Ro'aheta? Is it like a woman who has a discharge? Now, if it has a discharge, then we'd say Soteret. Then it basically will cancel out. Now that you need to have clean days without any sort of discharge. Odilma nogat haita. Or do we say, and this goes back to, remember we talked about the shpoferet, if it comes out without touching her body, maybe the problem is that her body came in contact with the semen is tameh, she's now tameh from that, velo satra, and then it wouldn't cancel out her clean days, because why? That would be as if she touched a sheretz. If she touches a sheretz, no one's going to say, oh, those can't count as your clean days. Clean days are clean from discharges. So do we view it as a discharge and kind of she saw some discharge? Or do we view it as it touched her body and therefore it wouldn't be soter? So that's Rami Barhama's question. Rava doesn't like his question at all. I'm a Rava. Lefum chorfa shabeshta. You know, because you're so sharp, you kind of mess things up, okay? You didn't really ask a good question. Nihi nami desatra kama tistor. Do you want to claim that someone who's polet at Shechvat Zera cancels out clean days? How could that be? Because here's your problem. If you're going to say it's soter the days, how many days would it be soter? In other words, there's two ways. Either she has to start from the beginning, okay? Even though, you know, it's theoretically, by the way, it could be if it's 72 hours and 3 days, maybe you could somehow have it because maybe it wasn't 3 full days and we're talking in day number one. But then his whole thing doesn't really make any sense either because if it's day number one, well, then obviously you start day number one the next day. So that's why also people say it has to be maybe that they have relations in the middle somehow or earlier, you know, sometime during that time period. But nihi nami disatra kama tistor. if you're going to say Tistur Shiva, that it's going to cancel out all her Shevanikim. Again, what does it mean? It means if she's in day number 3, it means she has to start back from day number 1. Or if she's in day number 5, she has to start back from day number 1. Well, Dayakibo Allah, in other words, she's not going to be worse than the man. And this is Shefat Zera. Shefat Zera is only a tumah of 1 day. So she's not going to be worse than the man, okay, who slept with her. So you can't have Shefat Zera cause a problem of, you know, 3 days worth, 4 days worth, 5 days worth. Tistur Yom Echad, what if you say, fine, it doesn't cancel out, it just cancels that 1 day, and she picks up where she left off the next day. Doesn't work either, because V'achar Titar Amar Rachmana. The Pasuk says, she kevesafra la shivanikim, V'achar Titar, which sounds like she needs 7 full days in a row, and not with a break in between. So that doesn't make any sense, because V'achar Titar Amar Rachmana. So, they're basically, he's saying, here, we'll keep reading, achar, achar likulan, shalo tehe tuma mafseka benehem. What they mean, achar titar, means after all of them, meaning you can't have any tuma in between them. So what he's basically saying is, you asked, is it riya and therefore suteret? Or is it like some tum'ah chitzoni, in which case it doesn't cancel out her clean days? And he basically says, I don't even know how you can suggest that it would be suteret, because it doesn't make any sense. It can't be 7 days that she could be soter, or up to 7 days, because it's no worse than tumah keri. And it can't be that it just takes a break in the middle, because she clearly needs a retzef, a continuity of 7 straight days. So he says back to him, I don't know why you're asking this question, because v'lita mech, according to you, zav gufe hechisata. What did we say about the zav? If he sees shechvat zera, what happens? It only cancels that day. It doesn't make him go back to the beginning. And there it says, litaharato amarachmana. You can make the same drasha, achar titar, the same thing, litaharato amarachmana. Shalote tumah mafseket benehem. Ela, mai lach lemeimar, shalote tumat ziva mafseket benehem. Hachanami, shalote tumat ziva mafseket benehem. In which case, if you say that, well, then the zav doesn't make any sense either, in which case you still could ask the question. Second question of Rami Bar Chama, we're still left with a question. He basically asked the question, and we don't know the answer. Okay, we're going to talk about the sugya later, and this comes up in a very relevant context, because it sounds a little not super relevant, but it's very relevant because nowadays that we hold women who are in nida are also zavot, and we need 7 clean days. So this explains why if a woman bleeds 1 day, or 2 days, or 3 days, according to Sephardim, you have to wait 4 days, and according to Ashkenazim, 5 days before you can even start counting your clean days, and that's all based on there's a potential chance that she's poleta shechvat zera. Now, how you get from 72 hours to 4 days makes a lot of sense because it goes by onot, and even though 72 hours is 3 days from when she starts bleeding, if you start counting 72 hours, there's a lot of things about that that are a little complicated that I don't want to go into all the details. But and Ashkenazim were worried about some other sefik, and we do it even if they didn't have sexual relations. We just kind of, as time went on in halacha, they kind of made a jump. Let's just assume that the moment before you were bleeding, you theoretically had sexual relations, and therefore you need to wait 72 hours, which gets you to basically 4 days after. You can only start the 4th day. And Ashkenazim have this chumrah because of something else, that they make it 5 days. It's chumrah of the Trumat Adesha, and maybe they slept in Ashmashot, or Safek Yom, Safek Laila, and that jumps the whole thing another day. Okay. Anyway, so it's very relevant because in the end, we do hold, like, the important part is we do hold like Rami Bar Chama's question. The first option that Rebbe tried to reject is that we do actually say it's not like a tumat sheretz. It's viewed like a re'iyah and it cancels those days. Okay. Ve'ein chayavin alehen al biyat mikdash. So if you remember, what did it say about these kutim, right? That they're only suffic tameh, and therefore if someone comes in contact with their clothes, let's say, or something, and, you know, they're mishkav, and they became tameh, and then they go into the mikdash by accident, they don't bring a korban, and if they touch truma, right, the clothing touched truma, let's say, or something like that, then it's not, we don't burn the truma. Rav Papa Ikle Letoach, he got to the following place, or Letavach, he got to this place, Amar. Okay, we're going to have some stories here. Ii katzorva merabanan hacha ezel kabel api. He says, if there's a tamid chacham here, I want to go meet him. Right, he gets to a city, he's basically looking for the Talmid Chacham. Amar lea hu safta, hi safta, okay, in comes this woman, okay, and she says, Ika hacha tzorva merabana v'rav Shmuel Shmei. Yes, there is a tzorva merabana, and here his name is Rav Shmuel. V'tane matnita, and he knows bright toad. So, what does he say? Yehe, or, I wonder if, Right? She's saying Vitane Breitod. He knows Breitod. Is that, or is that already Rav Papa talking? I think it's just her saying, and he knows his stuff. So comes Rav Papa, and he says, Yehei Rava de Tehave Kavate. Right, so Rav Papa basically says, it would be great if either she's, the truth is maybe she's saying it. She says, I hope you're as smart as he is. Okay, she says to him, interesting, this woman appears and starts talking about, this big Talmid Chacham, hopefully you're as smart as he is. So Amar, what did Rav Papa say? Right, what she was basically saying, actually, I think it was more of a bracha. Yehei Rava, that you should be like him. In other words, here's this big Talmid Chacham, I'm blessing you that you should be like him. Amar, so he says, since she blessed me like this, it must be this guy's a Yirei Shamayim, because he must be a really important person if she gave me a bracha to be like him. So he goes to in front of him, Rame le Torah, Rame le Matnita. There's a play on words here. Rame le Torah means Rav Shmuel slaughtered for him an ox, and Rame le Matnita, Ahadade, and Rav Shmuel also brought some contradiction for him to resolve. Okay, it's like a little play on words with the same word, Rama and Rama. They're two different things, but, right, Rama means really lahatil. Like he threw in front of him an ox to eat, and he threw in front of him almost like a riddle. Okay, Tznan. He wanted to kind of see who this guy is. So Tznan. Ein chayavin alehen al biyat ha-mikdash ve'ein sorfin alehen et ha-tumah mipnei sh'tumata safek. Right, that's what we said in our Mishnah. It's all suffic, and therefore, we don't bring the korban and we don't burn the truma. Ama misfek alo sarfina truma. So the obvious conclusion from our Mishnah, we've learned this before, out of suffic, we don't burn truma. Well, remain he, but this contradicts another source. Al shishas fekot sarfina ta truma. There's six cases of suffic where you burn the truma. We're only going to see one of them. Al safek bigde ama aretz. Ame aretz were presume that they don't keep laws of Tumah Tahara properly, just like the Kutim. And what does it say? If the clothing of a Beged Am Haaretz comes in contact with Truma, we're going to assume the Beged was Tameh, and therefore we're going to assume that we burn the Truma. There you see, Misafek, we burn the Truma. So, before our Papa answers,
he's... the reason that Am Haaretz isn't keeping the laws of Tahara is not the same as...
It's true. It's true. It's a different reason. But the fact is they're both chashudim on this issue. And they're both, it's all suffic. We don't know. Maybe the Am Haaretz is keeping laws. So Amar Papa takes a deep breath before he answers. Yehei Rava Dilit Achil Hai Torah L'Shlama. I'm praying that I eat this ox in peace, meaning I give the right answer and I can sit down and have a nice meal with this Rav Shmuel, Talmid Chacham. It must be that the kuti by us is a chaver. Okay? Now, what's a chaver? Remember, a chaver is someone, the opposite of Amaretz, who keeps laws of Tumah Tahara. Okay? So we can assume that this guy is a kuti chaver, and that's why his tumah is only suffic. Well, that's a weird answer. And Rosh Shmuel is going to jump on him and say, kuti chaver bol nida meshavet le? If he's a kuti chaver, how could you, it's almost an oxymoron, right? What did we call him? We said, we're assuming he's Bo'al Nida. How could you call him a Chaver? A Chaver is somebody who keeps all these laws very meticulously. So, Rav Papa obviously does, Rav Papa doesn't get to eat his meat with Rav Shmuel. Shavke, right? He kind of kicks him out of there. Va'ata the Kamed Rav Shimi Bar'ashi. And he goes in front of Rav Shimi Bar'ashi and explains to him what happened. Amar le, so Rav Shimi Barashi says to him, my time alone is shanit le, bikuti shetaval ve'ala ve'daras al bigdei chaver. Why don't you give him the situation where the kuti went in the mikvah? And then after he went in the mikvah, he then stepped on or sat on some beged chaver, and then the chaver touched his truma, right? The clothing of the chaver came in contact with the truma, right? Ba'azlu, beged chaver v'nagu b'truma. And that's why it's safek, because he just came out of the mikvah. Because if you're going to say it's because, now what's the suffix here? You would think he just toveled. Well, if it's because he has tumah like an ama'aretz, well, he just toveled, so you don't have to worry about that because he just came out of the mikvah. If the concern is, well, it's true he toveled, but maybe he's a bo'al nida, and therefore he couldn't have toveled yet, he needs 7 days, and maybe, well, again, we don't know when he was bo'al nida. So depending on, maybe he was beyond the 7 days, maybe he wasn't. So if you're going to say the Baal Nit is a problem, that's also not a problem. Why? Safek Baal Bekarov, Safek Lo Baal Bekarov. There's a Safek whether he slept with his wife within the past 7 days, or maybe he slept with his wife before the past 7 days. So that's one Safek. We're going to have basically a Sfek Sfeka, which we always say is okay. The Imtim Telomar Baal Bekarov, and even if he went to the mikvah, and he slept with his wife within the last 3 days, we still don't know if she was for sure an Ida. Maybe she wasn't even an Ida. Safek Ishlim To Yarok, Safek Lo Ishlim To Yarok. We don't know, maybe, as we're always suspect, if he sleeps with his wife, it doesn't necessarily mean she's an Ida. Maybe she really had 7 days of red blood, and maybe her first blood was red, and she counted her Yarok was Mashlim, her Adom, and she's fine. V'havei Sfek Sfeka, V'Sfek Sfeka, Lo Safin and Truma, and that would explain our Mishnah. Okay? Again, we still count it as a suffix, but you certainly wouldn't burn truma for that. So he said you could have answered him that. So he says, "V'tepuk le mishum bigdei ama aretz." Tamamar bigdei ama aretz midras leprushim. So he says, "Yeah, but if Rav Papa says I couldn't have answered that," it's almost like he's trying to support why he didn't say this good answer. He said, couldn't have said that because what happens? The kuti went to the mikvah, but then he put on, right, he was wearing clothes. And when he was wearing clothes, he didn't necessarily dunk his clothes in the mikvah, and his clothes could have been tamei from before, because remember, it's metame adam letame begadim. So now his clothes, or his clothes just could have been tamei because his wife sat on the clothes. In other words, if she's a nida. So he has clothes on, and what do we say? All bigdei ama aretz are midras leprushim. The prushim assume that all beged ama aretz is problematic. So if he was wearing the clothes, now this is the assumption, if he was wearing the clothes when he touched the truma, even though he's okay, his clothes aren't, and that would affect that would be a problem. So Amarle, bikuti ahom. He answers, no, you could have said the case was a kuti who wasn't wearing any clothes. He went to the mikvah, and right after he got out of the mikvah, he touched someone. He wasn't wearing clothing, and therefore it's not his clothing that you can't say his clothing was problematic, and that's why we treat it as a suffix. Okay, interesting answer. New Mishnah. Binot stukin, bizman shnagula lechepidar kavotehen, harehen kikutiot. If they keep, now we're going to move on from kutim to stukim. In these issues, we're going to assume they're the same. They don't keep with Arma Sarot. So again, we have two problems. The Dam Yarok is number one issue, and number two issue is counting Miksad Ayom Kikulo when it comes to the last day of Zava is going to count as the first day of Shiva Nikim. So if they go in Darche Avotehen, then we treat them like the Kutiyot, which goes then back to the previous Mishnah. Pirshul Alecha Pidarche Yisrael, but if they start doing like the Yisrael, Harein Ki Yisraeliyot, then we treat them like Yisraeliyot. Obviously, what is it not explaining here? What if we don't know? Okay? This explains if we know they go with their fathers, then we treat them like Kutim. If we know they left their father's way, then we treat them like Yisraeliot. Rabbi Yossi Omer La'olam Hen Ki Yisraeliot Ad Shifarshu La'alecha B'darkei Avotehem. We always treat them as Yisraeliot unless we know that they specifically go in their father's way. Ibayelhu, which is an interesting assumption, right? So Ibayelhu. Stama Ma. Right, it's down the Chavzchut. And maybe it's also historical. Maybe it was that a lot of people were leaving the Tzdukim and going toward the Prushim. So Yibayelu, Stam Amai. So what about if they're Stam and we don't know? Tashma, Benot Tzdukim, right, according to Tanakhama. So let's learn from here. Benot Tzdukim is Man Shanagula Lechabidarche Avotein Harein Kikutiyot, which would sound like Hath Kistama, if we don't know, then we treat them Kisraeliot, because only if they know, they are clearly Nohagot. But that doesn't make any sense because Amos Seifa, the second part says, Pershula lechabidarche Yisrael, harein kisraeliot. And that, therefore, the assumption from the second line would be, Hastama kikutiot. So therefore, Elamehal lech alamashmurina. You can't really learn it from Tanakhama, but what can you learn it from? From Rabbi Yossi. Tashma, the last line of the Mishnah, did Tana Rabbi Yossi, Omer lo'olam, harein kisraeliot, ad shifarshula lechabidarche avotehen. Michla, from here you can infer to Tanakama Savar, Stama Kikutiyot, Shma Mina. So the Tanakama must assume Stama Kutiyot, and Rabbi Yossi assumes Stama Ke Yisrael. Tana Rabbanan, now we get a story. Maseh Bitzduki Echad, Shesiperim Kohen Gadol Bashuk, V'nitzat Tzinora Mipiv, V'nafla LeKohen Gadol Abagadav. There was a Tzduki, he was telling the Kohen Gadol, and the Shuk, by the way, is a version of the story in Yoma where it was Erev Yom Kippur, okay, which is like a huge deal because, right, what happened? He spit out of his mouth, which means if he's suffek, he doesn't keep dimei tumantara. Remember, the saliva of a zav is problematic, and it falls the kohen gadol on his clothes. V'horiku panav shel kohen gadol, and his face turned green. Okay, Now, what does he do? This is very interesting. Kidem etzel ishto. He rushes to the guy's wife straight away. Right? Interesting. He goes to the woman. Ba'amra lo. And he asks, right? He asks him, what's the story? Were you in Nida? Right? Maybe he's a Baal Nida. And he's tummy. Amra lo. Apa pisha nishet stukin hem hen. Even though we're nishet stukin. Mityahot min apushim umarotam lechachamim. Okay, we're scared of the Prushim, and out of fear, we also show our ketamim to the rabbis. Okay, there's a few answers given to why he goes to the woman and not the man, right? And not only that, the question is, she's no god b'davar, how could he even ask her? So one is that he didn't go to the man because the man was probably totally humiliated, you know, and like you get yourself into trouble, you know, you're going to try to get any way to get out of it. But the wife, and that's why he rushed to the wife, so the wife wouldn't hear from the husband. He didn't email her and say, you know, what's up her, and say, right, and say, if the Kohen comes to you, tell him blah, 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 right? She doesn't know, so she's what we call Masicha Lefi Tuma. We assume she's just being honest when he asks her, you know. It's interesting, he's starting to ask her about personal questions, right? Anyway, that's one answer. And the other answer is she's not Nogah B'davar because she has nothing to gain from it. It doesn't affect her in any way.
Okay. The day before Yom Kippur, he has no business being in the shuk. He's supposed to be
right. That's also right. So that's why there's a different version of this story where he's in the shuk. This version of the story doesn't seem like it's happening on Erev Yom Kippur. So Amar Rabbi Yossi, Biki'im anu bahen yoter min hakol, v'hem marot am l'chachamim. Okay, he says, and not only did she say it, but Rabbi Yossi says that they all show their dam to the Kohanim, to the Chachamim. Chutz miisha achat shaita b'shkunatenu, shelo hereitam l'chachamim. You ready for this? Umeta. And she died. Okay, we'll stop with this, even though we're not exactly finished with this, but we'll finish up with this tomorrow.